This is the Charisma News on the Charisma Podcast Network. One daily news story, well told. I'm Taylor. Joel Osteen, pastor of one of the largest churches in the United States, generally stays out of the political realm. But on Tuesday, Osteen joined protesters from his community and from the Black Lives Matter movement to march in the streets of Houston and advocate for racial justice. Find out more after this break.
Did you know that you can explore Liberty University's 7,000-acre campus from home with a virtual 360-degree tour? Discover their world-class academic, athletic, and dining facilities from a distance and get all of your questions answered through a one-on-one video session with an admissions team member. Don't put your dreams on hold. Text CHARISMA to the number 49596. Again, text CHARISMA to the number 49596.
Lakewood Church pastor Joel Osteen marched alongside protesters for racial justice in downtown Houston, Texas, on Tuesday, June 2nd. Osteen told KHOU 11 that he joined the march in order to support the family of George Floyd, who was unjustly killed by Minneapolis police last week. Osteen said, "I came out to support the Floyd family, tell them that we love them, that we grieve with them. We care about them, we love them, we stand with our Black brothers and sisters. We are all made in the image of God, so we're just here to support them." Osteen is not the only Christian leader to support the protests. On Sunday, as we covered previously on the podcast, Passion City Church pastor Louis Giglio told his congregation, "As your pastor, I not only support your right to speak up, I not only support your right to march, I say we all should march." On Tuesday, Osteen said he hoped this would be a turning point for Houston. He also expressed hope that, as in the biblical cases of Joseph and Stephen, God would take an evil act and somehow bring good out of it. Osteen told KHOU 11, "I don't believe George's death is going to be in vain. God knows how to take what was meant for harm and somehow bring good out of it. This could be a turning point in our city and our nation. We can learn to love and accept each other in spite of our differences. Pray for peace to be maintained at these marches, and pray that they will lead to divine justice and to systemic change in the United States." And if you like the story, you can read more stories like this at charismanews.com. Thanks for listening to the Charisma News Podcast, one story, well told. To hear more stories, visit us online at charismanews.com or check out the podcast every weekday.
This has been a production of the Charisma Podcast Network. Steve and Joyce Strang are the founders and owners of CPN. Dr. Steve Green is the executive producer of the Charisma Podcast Network. We intend to honor God with every podcast and remain thankful to our advertisers and supporters who make these podcasts possible.